Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Just want to mention this one last time. We reached out to DCFS and they haven't been able to get on with us today. That's fine. But in just doing a little clicking around today, I also saw that the ACLU has a case against DCFS, which is something that I'm not fully aware of. Claire Stewart is an attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union here in Chicago, who has been quoted in speaking about the case that the ACLU has against DCFS. And I've been saying all day that I don't know that it's fair to find fault with an agency that maybe doesn't have the resources to do what we ask them to do. So Claire is on a phone line for a minute just to kind of clear that up for us. Hi, Claire. This is John, and you're on WGN. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Is that the fair description of what's going on here? And if so, is it the problem with the state not giving DCFS the resources, or is it DCFS not doing a good enough job?
So we think it's a combination of both. We don't know all the facts yet about what happened in this particular case, but we do know that the family had prior DCFS involvement. And from our perspective, this is another example of how broken DCFS is and how far they need to come to fix the system, particularly on the front end when kids first become involved with DCFS and their families. And that requires commitment from leadership within the department and also leadership from the state to provide the department and its workers with the resources and services that they need in order to do their jobs and keep children safe.
All right, but I'm going to give you a magic wand, but I'm not going to give you any more money. So what are you going to do differently if you're DCFS?
I do think that, you know, there are clearly under-resourced areas within DCFS that do need more funding. But leadership is the most important thing that the department needs right now. And it needs leadership that is willing to acknowledge the problems, to respect children's rights, to be transparent about what the system does and doesn't know, and who's willing to work with the public, work with the legislature in order to learn from mistakes that have been made and figure out where these problems are arising from and to address them. So, you know, we've just had a change in the leadership of the department, and I know the current director or the acting director has only been in place for a few weeks, but we're hopeful that level of leadership that is so critically needed to keep children safe really makes a difference.
One last question for you today, and then maybe we'll talk again down the road. But so this is an open suit. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, we filed the lawsuit several years ago, essentially requiring DCFS to provide a constitutionally adequate level of care for children who are in its custody, because they are responsible for the care and the safety and well-being of youth who are in their custody. And so we have been working with and fighting with the department for several years to just achieve that minimally constitutional level of care. And the revolving door of directors in the past several years at the department has made the kind of sustainable progress in improving safety and getting kids into safe homes. Yeah. Has made that even more challenging.
Well, I've said this about 22 times on my show today, Claire, but I hope that the governor and state lawmakers are listening to the people calling in today, because they're angry, they're frustrated. They already know they don't want their taxes raised and that the state's broke, but we need to set priorities. And clearly this is not high enough up on the poll, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The most important thing is for the director and for the state and the governor's office to put these children first and to always elevate their safety over other concerns.
Hope JB's listening. Somebody tell him we said this on the radio today. Claire Stewart's an attorney with the ACLU. Claire, thanks for your time today.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
It's 2:43. This is WGN Radio. John Williams here. CNN's been covering this story today, too. I've got the screen up. It was just interesting to see them go back and forth between Crystal Lake, Illinois, and then wherever the president is at any given time.